presenting Harry McTighe, your good rich sports reporter, with up-to-the-minute news from the world of sports. These programs are made possible by the cooperation of your local Goodrich dealers and Goodrich Silvertown stores. And now, Harry McTighe.
Thank you, Warren, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Yankees took their third straight game from the Chicago White Sox this afternoon, winning out 5-2. The Yankees scored 5 runs off 10 hits. They made no errors. Chicago, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Russo and Dickey, the battery for New York. Dietrich, Brown, and Tresh working for Chicago. Dietrich, the losing pitcher. Bill Dickey homered in the third inning with one on for the Yanks, and Joe Gordon in the third with nobody on. The Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Browns 6-2. Boston, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. St. Louis, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Gailhouse and Desautels for Boston. Kramer and Horshaney for St. Louis. Cronin homered in the seventh with one on for Boston. Kramer homered in the third with nobody on for St. Louis. And Neighbors in the seventh with nobody on. The Detroit Tigers beat out the Philadelphia Athletics 7-6. Detroit, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Philadelphia, 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Pippen, Rowe, Bridges, and York for Detroit, with Rowe the winning pitcher. Beckman and Hayes work for Philadelphia. Rudy York homered in the eighth with nobody on. The Cleveland Indians beat the Washington Senators 6-3. Cleveland, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Washington, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Milner and Hensley for Cleveland. Bass, Carrasquel, and Farrell for Washington. Charlie Gilbert homered in the seventh with one man on. The Boston Bees and the Pittsburgh Pirates played a doubleheader this afternoon, with Pittsburgh winning both games. The first 6-4. Pittsburgh, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Boston, 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Johnny Gee and Sussie, the battery for Pittsburgh. Vigo, Callahan, and Macy working for Boston. In the second game, the Pirates scored 7 runs off 10 hits, made 1 error. Boston, no runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. Swigart and Mueller, the battery for Pittsburgh. Posadell and Lopez working for Boston. Chuck Klein homered in the fourth with one on for Pittsburgh. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Giants 9-3. Chicago, 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors. New York, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Passo and Mancuso for Chicago. Lorman, Melton, Brown, and Denning for New York. Lorman, the losing pitcher. Hank Lieber homered in the first with 2 on for the Cubs. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phils 8-3. Cincinnati, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Philadelphia, 3 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Derringer and Lombardi for Cincinnati. Paul Derringer getting his 23rd win of the season. For Philadelphia, it was Pearson, Kirsich, and Warren. Pearson, the losing pitcher. Lonnie Frey homered in the sixth with one on. Brooklyn and St. Louis. The Brooklyn Dodgers are leading the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 going into the last half of the ninth inning. Hamlin and Todd, the battery for Brooklyn. McGee started for St. Louis. He was relieved by Weiland in the seventh. Davis going in, Weiland in the fifth, rather. Davis in the seventh. And Padgett, the catcher. Hamlin homered for Brooklyn in the third with nobody on, and Slaughter in the first with nobody on for the Cardinals. Motorists, it's only once in a blue moon that you hear about a really unusual offer. And this is one of those times, a chance to get a miniature reproduction of your own license plate with keychain attached for only 10 cents. Believe me, this keychain is a hit clear across the country. It's going like wildfire. Motorists everywhere want it. In fact, at the Goodrich Arena at the New York World's Fair, where Jimmy Lynch and his daredevil drivers are performing, people are standing in line waiting to get these keychains. And here's how you can get one, too. Just mail a letter to the B.F. Goodrich Company, station WJSB, Washington, giving your name and address and license plate number, and enclose 10 cents in coin or stamps to cover cost of handling. There's no obligation, nothing to buy. Remember, this keychain has a miniature reproduction of your own license plate attached, made of brass with smooth corners, with your own number. If you want to beat the rush, take my advice and mail your request to the B.F. Goodrich Company, station WJSV, Washington, with 10 cents in coin or stamps right away. Heavyweight champion Joe Louis has a great deal of respect for the man who went 11 rounds with him last night. The Brown Bomber describes Bob Pastor as a tough game opponent. He admits that Pastor's gameness and boxing skill had him puzzled until a crashing right-hand blow ended the scheduled 20-round battle in the 11th round. Lewis's co-manager, John Roxborough, says Pastor shook up the champion a bit in the 8th round. Pastor, outweighed by more than 15 pounds, made a surprising comeback after being floored four times in the first round and once in the second by Lewis's dynamite-laden fists. He did a little of the running and backpedaling that carried him through 10 rounds with Lewis 2 years ago. In the eighth, ninth, and tenth rounds, he forced the fighting, and in the eighth round, he even made Lewis cover up and retreat. The beating he took in the early rounds, however, robbed Pastor of his strength, and a whistling right-hander to the jaw early in the 11th round put him on the floor for the count. After the fight, promoter Mike Jacobs announced that Pastor would probably be matched with Max Baer this winter, and later he may meet Tony Galento for the doubtful privilege of fighting Lewis again. The New York Yankees are getting ready for their fourth straight World Series, but it won't seem like a World Series to any of the old-timers without old Iron Man Lou Gehrig anchored out there on first base. It wasn't so much that Lou was a colorful figure standing out there on the initial sack. It was more than that he was there giving the game all he had every minute, whether it was an exhibition or one of the many World Series games he's helped to win. None can deny that Henry Louis Gehrig left a good record behind him when he broke a skein of 2,130 consecutive games this year. His lifetime fielding average with the Yanks was .992, and his batting average was .338. He holds more records in the American League than we have time to tell you about. One was that he is tied with Babe Ruth in leading the league in home runs for 12 years. Gehrig was in Detroit on May the 2nd this year when he broke his Iron Man string, and significantly enough, old Wally Pipp was in the stands at Griggs Stadium that day also. And Wally Pipp, to use his own words, knew the Iron Horse when he was a colt. Pip was as unhappy as Lou himself that day, even though he had cause to be jealous of Lou in former years. It was Pip's job that Lou Gehrig took back in 1925 when the Yankees were grunting along in seventh place. It happened like this. One day, Pip went into the clubhouse after batting practice and asked the trainer for an aspirin. Doc Wood suggested that Pip take a rest that day, adding, "We'd let that kid Gehrig play first today." The kid did all right. He got in a couple of base knocks and had a perfect day in the field. He stayed in the next day for many days thereafter, in fact, for 15 straight years. Gehrig had a couple of close calls, however, in maintaining his amazing endurance record. There was that time in Detroit when he was suffering from lumbago so badly that he wore an electric pad on his back until game time. He went into the game as leadoff man, sent a ball sailing over the second baseman's head. A runner was sent in, and Lou went home to bed. When he first went with the Yankees, he was making something like $2,000 a year. His top was $36,000. And all told, in 15 years, the Yankees shelled him $386,000 out of the money sack. Perhaps the Yanks don't need Lou Gehrig to help them win the World Series. They have some pretty classy hitters in DiMaggio, George Selkirk, Charlie Keller, and a half a dozen others. And besides, didn't they win the pennant hands down without him? Well, yes. But then his old friends miss Lou, and if you ask them, they'll tell you so. They hate to see any old-timer pass out of the picture. Gehrig, as you know, is suffering from a rare disease. The doctors say that he can be cured, but that he will never play ball again. He's still on the Yankee active player list and will remain on the payroll until the end of the season. After that, he may be used in some executive capacity with the club, although nobody wants to comment on that right now. Anyway, perhaps the highest tribute ever paid to Gehrig was by Clark Griffith, the owner of the Washington Senators. Griffith never had much love for the Yankees, as you may know, but once when he was asked to name an all-time all-star team, he reeled off a list of names and wound up with, "And I'll take Gehrig. He's reliable." Now, I have a real sporting proposition for all you fans who drive a car. I want you to listen to two or three safety slogans, and then, for safety's sake, to do all in your power to live up to them. Here they are: lose a minute and save a life. Children should be seen and not hurt. Step on your speed, urge, instead of your gas pedal. Yes, safety, like charity, begins at home. When motorists make up their minds to do just a little bit more than is demanded of them, our streets and highways will be safer for everyone. An extra driving courtesy in accident prevention comes well-conditioned equipment. Last year, unsafe tires were responsible for thousands of dangerous skids. With driving speeds what they are, with smooth, oil-filmed roads, with today's heavy traffic, it just doesn't pay to ride around on anything but the safest tires. So have your car equipped with Goodrich Safety Silvertones. No other tire gives you lifesaver tread skid protection. And no other tire gives you golden ply blowout protection. For unsurpassed tire safety, for honest tire economy, have your nearest Goodrich Silvertown tire dealer equip your car with Silvertones. The Chicago Bears are monopolizing the ground-gaining brackets of the National Football League standings. The first standings issued today show three Bears at the top of the heap. Little Bob Swisher, the Bears halfback, handed everyone a surprise when he knocked off 85 yards in 8 attempts. Joe Manisi gained 84 yards in 14 tries. The freshman honors for the opening week of play was snagged by Bill Osmanski, who ticked off 64 yards in 10 dashes. Passing efficiency standings also showed a Chicagoan tied for top honors. Bernie Masterson completed 6 of 11 passes to rival Arnie Herber of the Green Bay Packers. However, Herber bested Masterson in yardage on passes by a margin of 138 yards to 129. Pass receivers were topped by Bob McChesney of Washington, who caught 4. Bill Smith of Chicago's Cardinals gained 83 yards on passes to lead that category. Smith also piled up 17 points to top the scorers. Ralph Kercheval of Brooklyn, Jack Manders of the Bears, and Smith each kicked a field goal. Alfred Gwynn Vanderbilt has invited three great horses to settle the American three-year-old championship at a mile and 3/16 in the third Pimlico Special on November the 1st. Specially embossed cards are in the mail addressed to Chaladon, Johnstown, and 8:30. They've been selected from a list of 5 horses nominated by turf riders in a national poll. Directors of the Maryland Jockey Club say that the three were named for these reasons. First, although C.S. Howard's Kayak II and T.B. Martin's Cravat also were nominated by the riders, Chaladon, Johnstown, and 8:30 led the poll. Second, Kayak II and Cravat are 4-year-olds and so are ineligible for the 3-year-old title. Last year in the great race, Seabiscuit humbled War Admiral. Gene Ostafer, St. John's High School coach, has been named coach of the Washington President professional football team. His appointment was announced today after Dick Nelson, former Maryland University star, was forced to turn down the coaching job. The Brooklyn Dodgers are on top of the National League football heap today. They are the only 2-game winners of the infant season. Last night, they handed the Cleveland Rams their second straight setback, 23-12, before 12,000 fans at Ebbets Field. Jack Dempsey, former heavyweight boxing champion, is going to referee at the boxing show presented by the Washington Society for the Blind. He has volunteered to referee the 5-round feature between Tony Novak, national amateur heavyweight champion, and Jimmy Deckard, district Golden Gloves champion. The boxing carnival will be presented at Griffith Stadium on Friday night, October the 11th. That's all for tonight. Thanks for listening, and so long.
Be sure to listen in again tomorrow night, same time, same station, for another Sports Review with Harry McTighe. And in the meantime, replace those worn, unsafe tires with good, rich, safety Silvertowns with Lifesaver Tread Skid Protection and Golden Ply Blowout Protection. Stop in at your nearest Goodrich dealer or Goodrich Silvertown store. They offer you your choice of 3 ways to buy. You can pay cash, open a liberal 30-day charge account, or make your own long, easy budget terms. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital.
See who all is visiting us tonight. There's Bill and Henry and Jim and Frank and Tubby. They're all here. Come on, Sam. Prospecting Sam.